This visit of President Ruto, the first state visit by an African leader under the administration of President Biden, symbolizes the strong connections that exist between Kenya and the United States and the strength and the depth of the relationship. Kenya has been a strong partner and ally of the United States since its independence in 1963. It probably has the best relationship with Washington than any other state in East and Southern Africa.
Ambassador, I'm reading an article by Reuters saying that President Biden is expected to designate Kenya as a major non-NATO ally during a three-day state visit by Kenyan President William Ruto. If this comes through, this will be significant.
It will indeed. As I said before, Kenya has been America's strongest and most reliable partner in East Africa since its independence in 1963. That friendship and partnership has only grown stronger since 1991, when Kenya moved from a single-party state to a multi-party state. Since 1991, Kenya has had a succession of governments in which there have been changes of power, not only in state house, but amongst the political parties in the country. Sometimes those elections have been turbulent, but they've all successfully passed the baton from one leader to the other. No other country in East and Central Africa has had a better or stronger relationship more consistently than Kenya. Probably the only exception to that would be Botswana. But Kenya has been a partner. It has been a strong friend and has been supportive of the United States. And the United States has been supportive of Kenya.
Ambassador, some analysts have said that Ruto's visit is perhaps one way that the U.S. is trying to counter the inroads that Russia and China appear to be making in Africa.
The United States has its own interests in being in Africa, and those interests are not interests that are in competition with China in the sense that the U.S. is doing things only because China and Russia are. The U.S. has fundamental interests in being in Africa, and that's notwithstanding what the Russians and the Chinese do. The interests are longstanding, they're historical, they're political, they're economic, and they are longstanding. Long after other nations cease to be interested in Africa, the United States will be there.